Legal and psychosocial support in the reception and identification center of Filiquio, Oristiadas, pre-removal centers, border police stations. Reception and identification center of Filiquio, Oristiadas, RIC, has a capacity of 282 persons, although in periods of increased flows has accommodated more than 350 persons. Within the RIC of Filiquio and following the addition of new containers, there are four wings, AD, that host detainees, with six containers and one more wing, E, with seven containers, all under National Public Health Organization, NPHO, S Medical Superintendents. Since 2018, we provide legal and psychosocial support and alternative protection to newcomers in the RIC of Filiquio, Oristiadas, in the pre-removal detention center of Filiquio, Oristiadas, as well as in Evros region in general, aiming to support the vulnerable population to exercise its legal and social rights. At the same time, we run horizontally oriented advocacy actions to the competent authorities and actors at field in order to improve and address the malfunctions. During 2020, Human Rights 360 increased its capacity and now our team comprises two lawyers and two social workers, who work in rotation in the RIC of Filiquio, Oristiadas, in accordance with the instructions regarding the safety measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The COVID-19 outbreak has further affected this population, as far as the access both in international protection and psychosocial support are concerned. Eta omada mas sto abro gia ten parosh no mikes kai psychokoino nikes eposterixes sto kentro ipidoshes kai tortopoirises Filiquio, Oristiadas, prokeka, team emata sinariakes phylaxes. Methodology. Target group. Separated and unaccompanied minors. Family reunification cases of unaccompanied minors with relatives legally residing in other EU member states. Custody of the minor to the relative who accompanied the minor to the RIC or legally residing in Greece. Cases of minors who apply for asylum in Greece and aim to being integrated in Greece. Adults cases. Sexual and gender violence survivors and women possibly victims of trafficking. LGBTQ persons. Referrals from other national or international organizations, IOM, Red Cross, International Department of Amnesty, etc. Criminal cases in conjunction with the relevant asylum case. Human Rights 360 team has a daily presence in the RIC Filiquio, Oristiadas, providing legal counseling and legal representation to unaccompanied minors and vulnerable population in order to conclude their reception and identification procedures and the asylum procedures, e.g. family reunification or custody to a relative or support the application for international protection in Greece, providing psychological support and access to protective services, individual sessions and service provision, such as social intake and the submission of the relevant report to RIC's Unaccompanied Minors Secretariat, in conjunction with the drafting and filing of BIA, Best Interest Assessment, for the assessment of minors' best interest pertaining the family reunification, empowering and providing holistic support to beneficiaries, strengthening collaborations in order to support the access of vulnerable population in protective services advocacy actions in order to highlight and address the systemic malfunctions and obstacles, and participation in reports and follow-up cases concerning the violations of rights in the area. Main challenges. The fluctuation of the migration flows and the geopolitical changes in the area affect the functionality of the RIC. The constant changes in the legislation have created different levels of procedures with implications for the rights of the beneficiaries. The failure to reform the guardianship institution has adverse consequences for the unaccompanied minors. The lack of access to formal education, as it remains a closed center, in conjunction with the fact that there have been periods when minors have remained up to 9 months in the RIC, significantly burdens their psychosocial development. The abolishment of the problematic institution of protective custody has led in further legal gap as the legal status of the unaccompanied minors remains vague. The pandemic has further highlighted the gaps and adverse effects of long-term confinement. With the support of